thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe today took aim again at the West for allegedly interfering in Zimbabwe's politics, but stunned his audience at the National Heroes Acre when he said he would want to live forever.
We have the right to determine our own destiny, the right to say to foreigners, you cannot rule us, they're gone. If you are not gone, then we'll kick you out.
The United States Federal Grand Jury in Chicago has indicted two men for allegedly violating U.S. laws by trying to recruit lawmakers to open dialogue with President Barack Obama on behalf of President Robert Mugabe regarding sanctions imposed on Harare.
And a media credibility index says the Voice of America Studio 7 is among the top media outlets that provide the most trustworthy news in Zimbabwe.
Media Credibility Index compiled by the Media Monitoring Project of Zimbabwe shows that the Voice of America's Studio 7 is among the top media outlets that provide the most trustworthy news in Zimbabwe. Ivan Chifera has details.
Presenting the findings of the Credibility Index, compiled after a three-month survey of 11 media outlets, MMPZ Programs Officer Susisiwe Dube said, the electronic media carried the most credible news with an overall credibility rate of 97%. Surveyed media outlets in the electronic category were Studio 7, Star FM, ZFM, and Zimbabwe Television and Shortwave Radio Africa. Studio 7 and ZFM came out tops, having carried the most credible stories between April and June this year. The index shows that all the 98 stories carried by Studio 7 during the survey period were credible.
ZTV carried 132 stories, 121 were credible and 11 were not. Star FM carried 126 stories, 125 were credible, one was not. Studio 7 had 98 stories, which were all credible. ZFM had 134 stories, which were all credible. Shortwave Radio Africa had 110 stories, 109 were credible, one was not.
The three daily newspapers surveyed, The Herald, The Daily News, and Newsday, achieved an aggregate credibility standing of 94%. Individually, The Daily News scored 99% credibility rate for stories it carried during the period, Newsday 98%, and the state-controlled Herald newspaper 86% respectively. The index says The Herald carried the highest number of untrustworthy stories during the period under review. Weekly newspapers got an aggregate credibility rate of 96%, with the Standard singled out as the most professional in terms of journalistic practice. The surveyed media collectively carried 1,036 stories in the three-month period, and of these, 993 were credible. Other key findings of the survey are that Studio 7 stories were exclusively based on named sources, while The Herald had the highest number of stories with unnamed sources, followed by ZFM and the Zimbabwe Independent. The MMPZ said during the period under review, the public or state-controlled media carried the most undependable news with a combined credibility rating of 88%, 11% lower than the aggregate 99% achieved by the private media. The media monitoring group said common weaknesses in monitored stories included misrepresentations, lack of balance, fairness, and downright manipulation of facts to further particular interests. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.